Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest, Daryl, this Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney. Vinny Serrato's on his way to one winning drive. Nolan McGraw is here before we get to Eric DaCosta on the Baltimore Baseball Podcast, talking about various subjects relating to the team. Just tuning in, haven't heard. Rashad Bateman, three-year contract extension with the Ravens, 3 years, almost $37 million, $20 million of that money is guaranteed. Remember, Rashad Bateman had a bust-out season, former first-round draft pick out of the University of Minnesota, 45 catches, 756 yards, second most on the team, 9 touchdowns, averaged almost 17 yards per reception. Clerical issue, I guess, a couple years ago where he and his agent misread things. In regards to getting franchise tag, didn't happen. Now he gets the deal, and Nolan, we were talking about it earlier. It seems like a friendly deal for both Bateman and the Ravens. Keeping around a guy, health permitting, seems to be an ascending player in one of the premier offenses in the NFL.
Yeah, and the one he signed last year, or whatever the previous contract was, I mean, that was an extreme bargain for the price that you got him at and what he ended up doing. And there was a little bit of risk with it, even though it was cheap, just because there really wasn't anything to lean on in his time here. You know, got off to a slow start in his career. I believe for his first year, he barely played with Lamar at all, mostly because Lamar was out. So that didn't help the chemistry cause. Then it took a couple years after that. But last year, it looked like Lamar had full trust in him. You know, there weren't any cases of him running wide open and Lamar choosing to go to someone else who was more tightly covered. So
triple coverage.
Yeah. Well, and I think biggest thing for me is that Bateman showed up in the postseason as well. You know, really wasn't much of a pass game against Pittsburgh. They ran the ball extremely a lot in that one. But against Buffalo, you know, 4 receptions for 66 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, he showed up in the big spots.
Yeah, Rashad Bateman sticking around, and that's a good thing. Everybody signed his contract today. There's pictures of it in social media. If you don't believe us, and since he's signing it, you're assuming he'll be out there at OTAs, which will get underway here, open to the media anyway, in about 25 minutes. But we talked to Mike Bordick a few minutes ago, Oriole Hall of Famer. You're like, why are we talking about Mike Bordick during News from the Nest? Well, Mike Bordick, Jerry Coleman, our colleague here for many years at the Fan. I mean, Jerry's been around the block a few times, and then some. They have the Baltimore Baseball Podcast, and they happen to have Eric DaCosta on said podcast, GM of the Ravens. As Bateman got his extension today, EDC was asked, what's up with Lamar Jackson?
Well, we've had some conversations. I think we're in the introductory sort of stage of looking at what an extension might look like. We've got a lot of business that we're conducting with different players, and we're in a situation where we're blessed to have most of the team coming back. But as we look out over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we're trying to keep as many good players as we can. So we've got some guys that we feel like have the chance to really be prolific players for us that can be here a long time. We're trying to get as many of those guys signed up as possible. That's a big challenge, and Lamar's certainly a big part of that, but there are other players as well.
And extending Lamar Jackson gives you that cap flexibility to do so. Look, he's up against, what, $75 million cap hit in 2026 if they don't get it done. Nolan, I see this as a foregone conclusion that the extension will get consummated or completed, if you will, and then they can move on with their business eventually. The timeline, though, does it happen sooner or later? Because Eric DaCosta mentioned the others that need to get paid. You know, Hamilton, Linderbaum, among others. So what do we think? Is this a nothing burger eventuality, or could this get maybe not acrimonious, but more time consuming than it should be?
Well, I think, yeah, we need to refer to this as a necessity. And you mentioned the cap hit. That's really what it's all about. This is not as much to do with him having another MVP caliber season or how you view him as the franchise guy or, you know, the guy to lead this team into the future. It's more about that big glaring number, not just for 2026, but 27 as well, $74.5 million on the cap hit. That's just, you can't carry that.
No.
You can't carry that for any player. So a deal is going to get done. I would like to see it get done this summer before the season, because like you said, that could really be the key that unlocks some other deals. Now, obviously, they were able to get something done with Bateman without getting something done with Lamar, but guys like Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Linderbaum are going to earn themselves a lot more than what you just gave Rashad Bateman. So you are going to need to unlock a little bit of flexibility, I would think, before you can get those other ones done.
And not to mention likely Andrews, others who could be in line for significant pay increases, Adape Owe. I mean, there's a list for sure. But there's a new kicker in Baltimore. We think it's Tyler Loop because Justin Tucker was released, as we know. Got his house for sale out there in Owings Mills for, what, a couple mil plus? Justin Tucker, man, this guy was next to Lamar, the second most popular invisible player on the team. The most visible, I mean, with the TV commercials and such, but he's now moved on. Now Tyler Loop and others coming in to replace. So Eric DaCosta, the comfortability level is what?
Well, let me first say I'm not a kicking guru, so I think that in every time we've ever really drafted a kicker.
You didn't have to draft the last one, so you get credit for that.
I've stayed, but I'm talking punters too. Okay. You know, I've stayed out of the process. I can only learn so much. So when it comes to kickers, punters, and long snappers, I stay out of the way. I told Randy, go out, Randy, find the best guys, report back to me. He came back to me probably in March and said, hey, this kid at Arizona, this kid has a chance to be special. He's got a huge leg. I see a lot of potential with him. I think he's coachable. He's got the right makeup. He's got all the things you want in a kicker. And I think this guy has a chance to be really, really special. And understand, at Baltimore, we've had some great kickers.
No doubt. Matt Stover, Tucker, obviously, Hauschka went on to great things, winning Super Bowls in Seattle, and many others that have not kicked for the Ravens but have gone to apply their trade in other NFL cities. But it's Tyler Loop, who they drafted out of Arizona, and he was referring to Randy Brown. And then John Hoyland out of Wyoming, who was accurate by college standards, but maybe doesn't have this cannon leg. Nolan, this is Tyler Loop's job to lose. And as Vinny said a couple of days ago, they're not going to bring in a veteran kicker until things look a little dicey now, and I guess into minicamp and certainly into training camp.
Right. I think a key word there that DaCosta mentioned, or that Randy Brown's praise of Loop, was that he's coachable. And now I obviously just assumed that, you know, they liked him. That was their guy when they came back and eventually drafted him. They said, hey, that we like this guy's physical traits, but the coachability maybe leads me to believe that he's not going to take that assumed role. I'm already the starter. I don't have to compete with anybody in camp. I don't have to earn the job because it's already mine. They spent a draft pick on me. They cut Tucker. Who else are they going to go with? That coachability aspect leads me to believe that, you know, he still views himself as being in a position where he has to earn it. Now, obviously, best case scenario, there's no issues whatsoever in training camp or the preseason when he's out there. But if he does start missing, then it's a whole different conversation. And I think at that point, a veteran definitely enters the mix.
Nolan, as we've talked about 100 times.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we can belabor points in local sports talk radio. Other than an injury that no one wants to happen, the big storyline, if not the biggest, contract extensions aside, is going to be how Tyler Loop performs, assuming he wins the job, in Buffalo week one and after that. Because Justin Tucker, as a rookie, undrafted, was 31 of 34. He kicked the game-winning field goal in Denver, the Mile High Miracle game, and other big kicks throughout the course of his career. This guy's going to be, and if he yanks one up in Buffalo or costs him a game or two, that'll be the story. Because the Ravens don't get blown out with Lamar Jackson, as we discussed. Ravens play close games, not to diminish what the other teams accomplished, but dropped passes, dropped interceptions, 2-for-13 in the red zone, 12 penalties. That's what oftentimes keeps games competitive. 3 losing turnover battles. If Loop blows a game or two, that'll be the underlying, well, not the under, that'll be the big story of what's going on here.
And I've kind of gone back and forth on this because my initial reaction was, it's not really that big of a deal. The Ravens should be more in a position to be aggressive and go for it on fourth and short situations because that's what they've done since Lamar's been the quarterback. And again, the goal should be scoring touchdowns. That has been the case with Lamar. It's not like we're in the 2013 days where Justin Tucker's winning a game by himself where he's kicking 5 field goals. I mean, those days are over, but still, just look at last year alone. We placed a lot of blame on Tucker. As great as the Ravens' offense was, they were in a lot of close games. Think about the narrow wins over the Bengals. The first one in overtime required a pretty long game-winning kick from Justin Tucker. I think after he had missed earlier in the game.
Yes,
so, again, that shows you the importance. Ravens, Lamar balls out. has an MVP performance, a career day, a Jackson 5, whatever you want to give him in terms of a stat line. But you might find yourself in the end needing that game winner from 50 plus. So I think I might have to walk back that previous thought I had and place a little more emphasis on the kicker here.
We'll come back, talk sports and count some dough, hopefully, at 410-583-1057 with Buy or Sell. Get in and say hi to us. And if you're on the phones, we'll talk to you. So we got Buy or Sell. We got the Wizard Walt Williams. We'll talk about Eric DaCosta, what he had, what he said. We got some more cuts coming your way. Vinny's going to be joining us live, as a matter of fact, from Winning Drive coming up at 1 o'clock for NFL Lunch. We've got the AL East report at 1:15. And then Mike Harmon live from L.A. with the beautiful people for Fox Sports Radio. Orioles go for the sweep against the Mariners. Ravens back on the practice field today. Rashad Bateman got paid. Hey, kind of a cool day here in Baltimore.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.